Our historic story keeps growing. New collections added to the DPLA by Lee Jeremias, published on July 25, 2019, Colorado Virtual Library. The Plains to Peaks Collective, PPC, recently grew to over 260,000 historic items now available for searching in the national platform, the Digital Public Library of America, DPLA. This growth is due in large part to our new partners, the Denver Museum of Nature and Science, DMNS, the Louisville Historical Museum, and the Ignacio Community Library. Louisville Historical Museum. The Louisville Historical Museum has shared over 4,500 items, including over 3,100 photographs, that document Louisville's rich mining history. Louisville's community members, including family portraits and snapshots, community events, students, and interior and exterior views of businesses over time. Louisville, Colorado was established around 1877 with the opening of the Welsh Mine, the first coal mine in the area of Boulder and Weld counties known as the Northern Coalfield. The high-yielding coalfield, good wages, and safer mines brought workers and more mines to the town of Louisville, which was incorporated in 1882. As many as 30 different mines once operated in Louisville, including the Acme Mine, who over time extracted 2 million tons of coal from directly beneath the original center of the town. The collection also includes digital scans of the Boulder County Assessor cards from roughly 1940 through 1970 for public and private properties located in the city of Louisville. These cards, searchable by address, include photographs and sometimes sketches of the property, descriptions of improvements made, and the names of the property owners, all of which are invaluable to house research. Denver Museum of Nature and Science. In the late 19th century, Edwin Carter, a miner turned naturalist, amassed a collection of some 3,300 specimens of Colorado wildlife for his private museum in Breckenridge. His collection of bird and mammal specimens became one of the founding collections of the Colorado Museum of Natural History, now the Denver Museum of Nature and Science. In 1897, Carter wrote, "I shall hold out for a time longer for my ideal of the Natural History Museum in City Park." As Denver is destined to be among the great cities of the continent, so will a museum thus founded on the comparative lines of the American Museum of Natural History grow up to be one of the great entertaining and educational institutions of the country. Letter from Edward Carter to John F. Campion regarding the founding of the museum, courtesy of DMNS. Today, the DMNS has collected and preserves 4.3 million artifacts and specimens, including natural history and anthropological materials, as well as an extensive image archive. Of these collections, DMNS has generously shared over 21,600 items from their image archives and their snowmass collection. The images of their dioramas and exhibits, a very special highlight from the image archives, will bring back fond school-age memories for most Colorado residents. Early dioramas were generally created by a team of artists, taxidermists, and naturalists to bring lifelike representations of nature to visitors. The images give insight into the process of creating dioramas, from modeling to the finishing touches. Also included in the collections shared are over 1,800 images documenting the excavation of the snow mastodon site, one of the most significant fossil discoveries in Colorado history. On October 14, 2010, construction crews working on the expansion of the Ziegler Reservoir near Snowmass Village, Colorado, discovered the fossil bones of a juvenile Columbian mammoth. The museum's excavation team later uncovered numerous fossils, including as many as 10 American mastodons, 3 Columbian mammoths, 2 Ice Age deer, 4 Ice Age bison, and 1 Jefferson's ground sloth from the well-preserved Ice Age ecosystem. We want to keep growing. If you already have an online historic collection, we would love to speak with you. We are currently working with 39 partners that use a variety of different online collection management systems, including Argus, Islandora, PassPerfect Online, Luna, Omeka, and DSpace. We strive to keep participating in the PPC and the DPLA as easy as possible for our partners. Not currently online? We still want to hear from you. While the DMNS and the Louisville Historical Museum have had their historic collections online for some time through Luna and PassPerfect, the Ignacio Community Library recently created an online collection by becoming a CVL Collections partner. Visit the Colorado Virtual Library blog to learn more about Ignacio's historic collection and how to become a CVL Collections partner. If you are ready to participate, or would like to learn more about sharing your organization's historical collections through the Plains to Peaks Collective, please contact Lee Jeremias at ljeremias@coloradovirtuallibrary.org.